there. Welcome to today's episode of The Secret Podcast. So today, we're going to talk about this topic that I'm calling The Universe Isn't Playing Cupid, and that's a good thing. Okay, so let me just dive in. So I want to share that here's what happens for me every February. My inbox gets flooded with messages about, you know, manifesting your perfect relationship by Valentine's Day or attract your soulmate in 14 days and things like that. And while I totally understand the desire, trust me, I do, I want to share something that might feel like a warm hug for your heart right now. The universe doesn't operate on Hallmark's calendar. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The universe doesn't operate on Hallmark's calendar. So, a friend once shared her story with me about how she was convinced the universe was sending her signs about this person that she was seeing. So, the number, for example, she used to talk about how the number 111 kept appearing when she thought of him, and then their birthdays were exactly a year apart. They even had, you know, the same favorite book from their childhood. So, she was so focused on these signs that she ignored the red flags. Like how he'd constantly reschedule their dates at the last minute, or how anxious she felt trying to be perfect for him. She thought if she just maintained high vibes and stayed positive, it would all work out. Now, spoiler alert, it didn't. And thank goodness for that. She later met someone who was perfectly aligned with her true self and not necessarily aligned with her so-called manifesting checklist. So when we put pressure on ourselves, so here's what I want to share. When we put pressure on ourselves for love to arrive by a specific deadline, or if we try to force a specific person to be the one, we want to just see this person as the one, we are actually pushing away what's truly meant for us. We are telling the universe, I don't trust your timing, I don't trust the grand plan. Instead of racing against the Valentine's Day clock or any clock for that matter, what if we get curious about what we truly desire in our relationship? What if we do that, right? What if we work with practices like the One Healing Breath, for example, to release the anxiety of being single or alone on Valentine's Day? And also, sidebar, if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I say One Healing Breath, please go check this email, the email where you received this, where you clicked on it to listen to this secret podcast, and you'll see I have some links in there, and there's also a One Healing Breath practice in that email. And the other thing I want to offer here, that instead of forcing things for Valentine's Day or any other day, the other thing that I want to offer here is, what if we practice radical receiving by being open to receive love in all its forms, from friends, family, community, and even business connections? What if we practice radical receiving by enjoying our own company? So radical receiving, by the way, is a little, it's a practice, it's a methodology that I introduce in my book, Manifest Anything You Want. If you don't have it already, you can find it on Amazon and where books are sold. And it's all about being open to receiving, because so many of us are not open to receiving, right? So here's the thing. The universe isn't keeping score of whether you have a date on February 14th, right? Instead, you're being guided toward a love that is far more beautiful than a rushed romance could ever be, right? So this Valentine's Day, I invite you to trust that your desires are being woven into reality in the best possible way. No rush, no pressure, just pure possibility and playful anticipation. So whether you're in a relationship or not, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. Whenever you're listening to this, even if it's like not Valentine's Day, I just want to wish you all the love in the world. Here's to manifesting anything you want.